Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guests, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network, its management, or of the hosts or advertisers. And again, welcome to the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network and the Ministry of A New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ. Your host this evening, Deacon Wes Armstrong. Welcome each and everyone. I'm under the weather, but I'm going to do the best I can with what I have. The strength from the Lord and His Word to give whatever is needed and to receive whatever is given. To God be the glory. I'm going to get a little quick introduction and hopefully someone will take over before too long. Praise God. Good evening, Miss Margaret. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Hanging in there. Yes. Yes. God is good, though. Deny that.
Awesome. Amazing. Spectacular. True to
yes,
form.
No matter what shape we're in or where we find ourselves at, God is still in control. He is.
Amen.
Yes. And I thank God for you listening. You're faithful. You're a faithful servant. I really thank God for that. So grateful. Not that I'm looking for, a number of people to call in, but I'm pretty sure you get encouragement. You give encouragement.
I do. I get a lot of encouragement.
Yes, yes. And your faith passes along to me. You know, I grow on your faith and whoever else is listening. You know, we always get something that we didn't ask for, and it's all good because it's spiritual.
Amen.
It's God-given.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you for listening, okay? All right.
You're so welcome. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Yes, yes. We praise God together. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah. All glory, right. Glory, glory.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, all right. Okay, sis, are you there?
Amen.
Good evening. Good evening. Yeah, good evening. I had to get something together. I neglected to put a topic out for this ministry, but, you know, God, He's in control, and He gives us what we need when we need it. So He gave me something. I already got information for it and some scriptures. To God be the glory. He's just using me however He can, whenever He needs to reach whoever, even to reach myself. He used me to reach my own self. So I just thank God for opportunity. Okay, let's see. Oh, God, what did I do with it? Now, let's see here. Okay,
we're going to have a prayer, okay? We're going to have prayer, and then we'll go from there. Limiting God, okay? Limiting God. Well, we're limiting ourselves by limiting God, okay? I just put that out there for right now, and we'll go from there and after prayer. Anyone have a prayer request, we can call it out now before the Lord. I ask God to help those that are lost in this world. They're just lost. They have no identity. They really don't want any particular identity. They want to be different. They want to be alone. They want to be over there, not cast out, but they're casting their own selves out, separating themselves from the goodness of God and his salvation. We ask God to watch over those bereaved family members who have lost a loved one, close friend, family member. We're going to ask God to help the authorities that are in power, the government, Father God, to, oh, God, we know that the word of God tells us that these times are coming, and this is just the beginning of sorrows, and things are going to get worse. They seem worse now, but things are going to get worse, but we have to keep praying no matter what. What's happening now, it's going to keep happening. You know, it's going to keep happening, but if we're faithful and trust God and believe, we will keep praying no matter if things change or not. We just keep praying, okay? Because when we get in a position that we can't pray, those prayers have been stored away, and God, he acknowledges those prayers because we're true believers and we're children of God. We're not just going through the motions, wanting to be heard or seen. No, this is real, you know. This is real. So, and let's also pray for each other. Pray for the sinner man. That God is long-suffering. His mercy endures through all generations. And this is the time right now when man has that great opportunity to reach out, because God, it's not like the last chance. We don't know if we've had the last chance or not, but while God is still operating, we know he's operating, but his grace, this is a time of grace. You know what I'm saying? It's free. All we have to do is reach out and grab hold to it, you know, and cling to God. Get in his word, cling to his word, you know. A friend of mine told me some few years ago, he said, get you a scripture that's going to really you when you pray to God. It doesn't have to be long drawn out, but there's a scripture, and I try to use it every day. Sometimes I get blocked, I get busy, but it comes to my mind, you know. My own special little prayer, Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Because, you know, our actions can show that we're sincere and you know, we're trusting God. But look what's all in our head, you know, thoughts and feelings, and they're all in our mind. So we have to clear our mind. We have to get right. We have to start fresh. Start fresh. Okay? All right. And the sick and afflicted, those at home that are sick and afflicted, especially my mother, she has contracted COVID, 97 years old, and we're praying that God will protect her and take care of her. And then to our neighbors on either side, whatever they're going through, people we know, the things that they're going through, and the people we don't know, things that they're going through, and then we know somebody's going through something that we've been through already. You know, the issues we had to deal with in the past, somebody's going through something. So, excuse me. So this word, this prayer, words to God, should come from my heart, okay, and not just lip service, okay? So with the prayer request put out, let's go to God in prayer. Everyone pray, please. Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we truly honor you and thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Had it not been for you, Lord, we would not be here. We would more or less be dust, a thought, a memory. But we give you the praise. Grateful for this day you've allowed us to come into and go through, Father God. You protected us through this day. You've helped us to go through whatever we had to go through, whether it was joyful or hurtful. You were there, Father God. You brought us
up to this point, and we truly thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord, for what you have given us charge over, Father God. You've given us our bodies to be a charge over our bodies, Father God, and material things, vehicles and homes, Father God, families, Lord. Praise your holy name, God. Truly, thank you, God. Thank you for being so good to us, Lord. We put out requests, Father God, and they're from the heart, Lord God. They are from the heart. We mourn with those that mourn, and we're joyful and glad with those that are joyful also, Father God. And we praise your name through it all, Lord. Your son, Jesus Christ, he died on the cross. He took our sin and our sins. He took them to the grave. Praise God. And he rose on the third day, conquering death. Conquering the grave. Praise God. Truly thank him, Lord, for being, taking our place, Father God, so that we don't have to die. Just fall asleep in Christ. But we truly thank you, Father God, for giving ear to our meditation, Lord God. The governments of the world, Father God, they're slackening the jobs that they were elected to do. Father, we ask you, Lord. We ask you, Father God. We ask you, Lord. We see what they're doing. They're not hiding anything anymore. And it's just, oh, Lord, my God. The lowest is being taken advantage of, Father God. They have been taken advantage of from quite a while ago, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, to step in to relieve the aches and pains, Father God, of the poor. Father God, and your word, you said to your disciples, we will always have the poor with us. But Lord, they need comforting. They need help, Lord God. They need help. We, your people, Lord God, if we can help, put it in us, Father God, to do what we need to do, Father God. We're waiting on your direction, Lord God. Help us with our purpose to do what we are here to do, Father God. Not to just flourish from a job and a family and a nice home and a nice vehicle and friends. Praise God. I don't see that it's all about that, Father God. I see we're here for a job, to do a job for the kingdom, your kingdom, Father God. We give you the praise, honor you, Lord, and we ask you to honor these prayers, Father God. Please, Father God, we're asking you, honor these prayers, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Truly thank you, Lord, for the time you've given us. And as I mentioned a little earlier, excuse me for the coughing, everybody. The coughing is there. I can't stop it. I can talk in between coughs, doing the best I know how. Okay, I put out a topic of we're limiting God. We're limiting ourselves because we're limiting God. let's see. But I did have a scripture here. Okay. All right. Read the scripture and then I'm opening up the mics for feedback. Okay. Oh, praise God. I think it's 2 Corinthians 1. I think 2 Corinthians 1. I believe that's it. Let me get my break. Excuse me, y'all. 2 Corinthians 1. Okay. Here we go. 2 Corinthians 1. I think that's 6 and 7. 2 Corinthians 1. 2 Corinthians 1, 6 and 7. I believe that's it. Oh, let's see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1. We're going to start at, we're going to start at verse 3. Okay. Verse 3.
down to verse 7, okay? We get started. I guess that'll open the door. Okay? 2 Corinthians 1, 2-7, okay? All right. I'm reading out of the King James Version. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Lastly, verse 7, and our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. Okay? All right? So we can't get past this thing called suffering, y'all. You know, it's a part of life. You know, we can try to pay our way out of it. We try to pray our way out of it. But this is for us all. We all have to go through something. And our life is, you know, we all have life, but we live our lives differently. Life is dealt to us on a different level. But as we go through life, we should be able to see what the truth is in life. You know, we just shouldn't just live our life and say, okay, I guess I'll get saved when I get to be, you know, maybe 60 or 70, you know, a little bit too old to hang out, party, and then I start going to church. You know, we're all blessed with life, but as we get to a certain point, God may pull his mercy and grace, and we don't have a chance, you know. But we hear it all the time. God's word is not hidden in a corner. It's not in the back room. You know, it's free to everyone. Each and everyone has opportunity to hear it. And it's not for us to just go to church as a tradition. No, the word tells us, fail not to gather together. This is praise and worship, you know, and to hear the word and to be strengthened as a group by a preacher or teacher or leader, one that knows the scriptures. And for us to get something from that. And then, too, we have our own word. We should have our own word. There's so many different versions of the word, you know. It's been dissected, cut up and down and sliced and diced, whatever else, you know. But the word is true. And if God sends it out, he sends it out. He doesn't send it out for people to just bounce off people's ears, you know, say, okay, all right, you know, I read the Bible, you know. I read the whole Bible in a year. But what happened within that time when you first started reading until you call yourself finishing it up at the end of the year? Was there anything in that a person would get out of to understand anything about life, understand anything about our Creator, God, Jesus Christ, his Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know, the Creator, the Sustainer, and the Comforter? Can we get anything out of God's word that's going to help us deal accordingly? Because if life, we all are dealt life. Some days are good, other days are bad, but the word of God says it rains on the just and the unjust. So, you know, we might be able to get an umbrella to walk out in the rain, but, you know, we pull that umbrella up, we still can get hit with a few drops. It's not that we're going to be completely protected. But if we want that true protection, you know, there's a spiritual world and a
a spiritual and a natural world. We're all in the natural world. But if we get into the Word of God, you know, we seek Him through His Word and prayer, we should want to know what's going on, you know, not worrying about what kind of car the next man got down the street. You know, oh, I like that car. I think I'll get me one like that. We don't know what that man went through to get that car. You know, we have our own, and we need to deal with our own, which is ourselves. You know, and mankind, he wants to be in control. He wants to own everything. He wants to own people. He wants to control people, the government, the corporations, you know. They don't want anybody to get ahead of them. But we, as children of God, if that's what a person wants to be, a child of God, we have opportunity not to get caught up in this, I consider this like a fantasy, you know. We're raised in a world, when we're young in school, we're raised up in a world to where, it's, oh, you can have this and you can have that. You know, you learn this here, you're going to need it later on in life. I don't need algebra in my life. I don't know why they told me that. Oh, you need to study this, you're going to need it in life. It wasn't for me because it didn't get me anywhere. It didn't even get me started, you know. And my aspirations and my so-called dreams, you know, wanting to be like somebody else instead of being who I'm supposed to be, myself. You know, that's not taught in schools. No, that's taught to be like somebody else. The information we get in school is, these people did this. You need to learn all about what they did and how they did it and where they went and who they got communicated with. That is not helping us now. That is keeping us held back. I had to tie myself in the world, you know, I got caught up there. 20 plus years as a drug addict. But God, when he saw fit, the opportunity was right there, and I reached out and grabbed it. Reached out and grabbed it and ain't looked back since. Of course, I fell. You know, I fell because I wasn't strong enough to stand up on my own. But getting into the Word of God and learning of God and praying and being around saints, children of God, and then receiving that Holy Spirit at that particular time, it's a comfort to me. And it brings back in my mind the scriptures and situations I've been through when I knew it was God that brought me through and not the rehab. You know? And it wasn't a job that paid that bill for me. You know, it was God making a way out of no way, and I just couldn't see it. I couldn't see it because I couldn't feel it. I couldn't smell it. I couldn't see it. I couldn't taste it, you know. But what we need is in the spiritual realm. And if we get ourselves in the correct position, we get ourselves in the correct position. Communicate with God. You know, we can have whatever God has for us. It's like Paul. Well, Saul, Paul, you know, he was persecuting the church. And look what God did. Jesus Christ stopped him on the road, blinded him out. And the first words out of his mouth was, "What would you have me to do, Lord?" You know, just like that. Just like that. And see, we can put ourselves in that same position, not to persecute the church, but to want to know, the real reasons of life and what's going on in the world. It's not going to get any better. And there's no such thing as getting back to normal. The only normal there ever was in the garden before Adam disobeyed God's commandment. That was the only normal there ever was. Because after that, sin has constantly been in the world. And sin is not normal. Sin is not normal. No. But let us get to a point in the Word. And like I said, we're limiting ourselves because we limit God. And we go around complaining all the time. Well, I don't have this, and I don't have, man, I just can't get that over there. You know, why God doing this to me? No, no, no. We need to stop blaming people like Adam. He blamed his wife. His wife blamed the serpent. We got to get up off that and be responsible. We need to be responsible and stand up for who we supposed to be, not who we are. No such thing as black. My shoes are black. I'm not black. You know, it's just something to just in life. Let us take the blinders off, y'all, and actually see what's going on, hear what's being said. You know, we have to look at these things and say, wait a minute, that's not for me. Why do I have to follow behind them because they look like me and they talk some good stuff, but what type of advantage is there to do that? You know? Hey, what is going to happen if they're victorious in their marches and complaints and whatever else? What do they get out of it? You know? Are they going to get any farther up the ladder? Are they going to get pushed further back? Or are they going to get cut off? Okay. World, the world is the world, y'all, you know. Let's stand up for who we're supposed to be, like we know. Shun evil, glorify God. And if we stand, we might slip and fall, but if we keep on standing, keep on standing, believe in God, trusting in God, we have opportunity for everlasting life. You know, I believe it. I can't convince the next man, but I can tell him my story. I can witness a little something. But I believe there are going to be only two ways after death, death after life. There's going to be darkness and a place like a fire, gnashing of teeth, carrying on day and night, or be in a place where there is no need for the sun to shine. There's going to be no darkness there. I can live forever. No pain, no suffering, no sickness, you know, no cancer, you know, no glaucoma, you know. I don't have to worry about stumping my toe. None's going to be in the way, you know. Hey, we just have to make a choice and stick with it and believe what we feel within our mind and our heart. You know, we have to get inside of ourselves and go through some stuff. I talk about spring cleaning. We need to do some spring cleaning. Stop bringing that stuff from yesterday, bringing it with us into the day. You know, leave that stuff over there. You know, we need to do something new each and every new day that we have been allowed to see or to come in being and just give it to you. Praise. That's just my take on it, guys. That's just my take on it. Mics are open. Any comments? Anyone has anything they need to get off their, quote, chest, end quote, something they're going through, or witness, testimony, praise report, or just a comment on the topic? Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. Good evening. How are you?
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. Shalom. Shalom. Peace and blessings.
Yes. Just grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Thankful.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
To be alive and well. I had to go through a little procedure today, ultrasound and things that I had to go through for the pain that I was going through a couple of weeks ago. And
yeah.
They called me this evening and told me, said that everything turned out good, everything looked good. They didn't see anything that was causing anything, but I had arthritis in my right heel and my spine.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I said, I'm thankful because, first of all, I'm still able to do for self. I'm still able to, you know, thank the Lord and move in the way that I can. So
yes,
to God be the glory, we go through things in this life, a lot of craziness in the world. And the thing is, I lived with that craziness for years when I was out there joining the craziness of the world. But when Christ came into my life, even though I lived in the world, I come up from the world to be not with the world anymore. It was a spiritual change within my life. And even though the world's still crazy, Christ gives us the opportunity when he comes into our life and we're changed. The old man gone and the new man, we live the new man life, the change of Christ. And we look at the situations in life. Everyone that has accepted Christ into their life, as we read and study the word and preach the word and go to Bible studies and Sunday schools and things like that, we have an obligation to Christ that our job, he's given us a task as Christians in this life, the same as the disciples. We're supposed to go out and share the word of God with people. And it's an honor to be able to share that word because of what the Lord has done for us and in our lives and around us. And as we continue to do that, more people get to see Christ within us, but not only get to see Christ within us, they get to hear the word, the truth, the living word of God within us that we share with each other. So the thing is, we have to, as you said, stop playing the blame game, because this is a serious and a real situation. It's, you got to be sincere when you're on this journey and living the life that Christ has put before you. It's no game. It's no play thing. Like a toy that you pick up and you play with, then you throw it to the side when you feel like you're done, and then go back and pick it up when you want to play again.
Yeah.
You have to be sincere and serious on this journey, because we are living in a time now people is shooting up places and then killing themselves. They don't care where they at or who they may see or the crowd that they may be in. It don't matter. We don't know what our surroundings are when we're laying in the bed at night, when we go out during the day. It's just the world is so messed up. And we see people that we're around, and we don't know their thoughts. We don't know their minds, what's on their mind. We don't even know what they're going through. And some of them's going through so much in life, they'd rather turn to hurt somebody else in life and then take theirself out than to call on Christ Jesus, the source of everything. The source solver can solve anything in life. So we have to continue to get this word out. And that's why I say I thank the Lord for the broadcast to be a part of it, to be able to share the word of God, to be able to learn from the word of God, you know, because we're all as Christians in this together, and we have to act as if we're in it for one another, to love, to pray, to share with one another, because that's what it's all about when it comes to Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I wanted to, real quick, I wanted to read this scripture right here. I just caught up with it. This is still King James Version. Now, I got a couple other versions over there, but I refer to this one here more so than I do the other ones, but I do go through the other ones. Okay, King James. This is Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, 14. Okay. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, 15, and 16, real quick, okay? All right. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro
and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So every part Christ is the body, the church. We, as children of God and those that call themselves Christians, if we live in life right, we all fit together. We'll all be with one accord, you know. We won't necessarily be arguing, but we all have our own view of things. But everything should line up with the Word of God, you know. And like I said, King James Version or the NIV or New Translation or whatever, it should all line up in the end. It should all line up as the Word of God. And it's not that I'm putting any version down. I've been stuck with it for so long. And I refer to the other version, but they all line up with the Word of God. And when they don't line up with the Word of God, I put it on the side. And I'll ask God, I said, well, God, I've been reading this book for a while, but, you know, it seems contrary. Some of it seems contrary, but I go to God and ask him. I don't ask the preacher, you know. I ask for myself, go to God, the source, myself. Because even though the preacher makes living, the preacher, he might be living a right kind of life, but he might have his interpretation. So I go to the source. I cut out all that extra stuff. I go to the source and ask God, God, is this for me? Is this for me to use to glorify you? And then go from there, you know. Not to get anything twisted. It's not about me getting no glory. It's not about me glorifying nobody but God. Because he's the one that brought me up to this point, not the next man in line, you know. So we need to stop limiting God by limiting ourselves. We need to stand up and become or act like who we call ourselves being, you know. We need to. It's just that simple, y'all. Just that simple, okay. Now, let me read this real quick. Okay, real quick. We rely on our own power instead of the power of God. Instead of going to the one who is truly all-powerful and all-loving, we hold back. Maybe we won't be accepted. We're imperfect and weak. Why would God love me? So instead of opening our lives up to God, we merely lean on our own understanding, limitations, gifts, and then we ask, why haven't I grown in holiness? Why has my power not yielded much fruit? Why this? Why that? Why? If God is truly all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-loving, doesn't he know better than you and me? So, to turn our lives over to him, we have to cast out anxiety and worry. We need to get rid of that stress, you know. We need to give our kids to the Lord. We need to give our grandkids to the Lord. If we're struggling with certain things in our life, finances and relationships, we need to just give it to the Lord. Because, see, that holds us back from believing what God has for us. Okay? So, notice one of the most recurring themes in the Bible is to not worry and have no fear. In fact, if we seek God for his own sake, not for what he does for us, then we will be rewarded. Not looking for, you know, we ain't got no business with our hand out all the time, you know. And most of the times, it's not right because, Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. He gives us what we need. And for myself, I found myself doing it. It wasn't a need. It was a desire, something that I like to have, but it wasn't a need. And God was taking care of my needs all along. But it was for me to stop and think and examine myself. Why do I have my hand out? You know, oh, because I need this. No, let me, how do I need this over here? How do I need another car when this car is running just as fine? It's not breaking down. Don't need nobody working. It ain't smoking. You know, it's just a desire that it's a human thing. But it's for me to get rid of that, you know. And God, hey, if I do the right thing, get rid of that thinking and stop asking, maybe God, he'll give me a very good vehicle, something that I never thought I'd be able to own, you know. But to give it up to him first.
You see,
get off
my way.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
He says, in all thy ways, acknowledge
mm-hmm.
him, and he will direct our yep. path. We have to acknowledge him in all
mm-hmm.
thy ways. It's in the word. He says, in all
mm-hmm.
thy ways, acknowledge
mm-hmm.
him. Put him first. Acknowledge him. And he will
mm-hmm.
direct our path. That's what
there
we
go.
Have to do. Acknowledge him. And he will direct our path. Don't just go on our own. We have to acknowledge God. And then he says he will give us if we delight ourselves in him. That means to roll over on him, the Lord.
Yeah.
And he will give us the desires of our heart because he knows the desires of our heart already. So that's a promise. He'll do those things. But we have to put him first. We have to put him first because he knows us better than we know ourselves. But we have to acknowledge him, you know, and read his word where we know his word. And then believe what tells him. Trust what his word tells us. You know, we have to trust him. You know, don't just take his word for nothing. His word is true. That's why we have to read his word and trust God. Take him at his word. Believe what he tells us that he'll do. Get it in our heart and believe what he tells us he will do. When he says we know he's a healer, believe he's a healer. He says he's a way maker, believe he's a way maker. Don't just take his word as a fairy tale. We have to trust God. And take him at his word and believe it. Take and trust him for what he says he'll do for us.
Mm-hmm.
He said he doesn't believe us for forsake us. We have to believe that.
Yes, we do.
Believe it. And he will do what he said he would do. In all thy ways, he said, acknowledge me. And I will direct your path. That's what
Amen.
He said he would do. He would do those things.
Yeah.
That's why we have to read his word, study his word, take it to heart. Take it to heart. And he'll do it.
Yes.
It's
so true.
Praise
yes.
God. And not just look at the situation, but look through the eyes of faith. That's how we're able to encourage someone else. Because he's done it for us. He'll do it for someone else. That's why we can encourage our brothers and our sisters. Because he's already done it for me. I can encourage my brother or my sister that he'll do it for them.
Right.
We can stand on his word. Because we got confidence in him. Because he's done it for me before.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he can do it for you too.
He can,
Our faith has to grow. We, you know, it says if you have faith of a mustard seed, but our faith has to grow, though. It can't stay little. He's done it before it has to grow. Just like a baby. That baby, when it's born, it's going to cry. It don't start crawling when it's born. But that baby going to start crawling. The wire's going to start turning over and all this stuff. It ain't just going to lay there and just cry all the time. It's going to, the wire's going to hold his bottle. After a while, it's going to start trying to grow. Well, we're going to have to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't have to, we ain't just going to stay on milk. We're going to get on meat. So our faith's going to grow, and we're going to be able to encourage somebody else what God can do. Because he done this for me, and I'm going to have to grow where I can encourage somebody else. I'm not going to be crying all the time, you know.
Right.
Yes, we're going to cry sometimes. So we'll cry again, but we can even do our crying, we can encourage somebody what God can do. Because he's done it before, and he'll do it again. Praise the Lord.
Yes, he will.
He'll do it again. But we can't stay based in Christ. We have to mature sometimes. We have to mature.
Right.
Can't stay on milk. You can't stay on milk. You're going to have to start growing. You have to be able to run this race.
Psalm 119 and 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So the promises that God has made for us are made to us. We should not, you know, be afraid to take that step of faith and believe that his word, his promises, you know, I used to think that you make a promise, promises are made to be broken. You know,
Jesus don't break his promise.
God does not break his promises. His promises are true.
We shall grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He didn't break his promise to the children of Israel. They just didn't believe. That's why they older ones died in the wilderness. So they didn't believe. He didn't break the promise. But they were so misbelieving and hard-headed. So 20 and under went in. The older ones died out, so they didn't believe. Joshua and Caleb was the only ones that came out that went in. But the 20 and under, the one went in. The older ones died out because they didn't believe.
That's right.
Jesus didn't break his promise to them.
No, they went back on God.
And he don't break it to us either.
That's right. One more real quick. Psalm 37, verse number 7 and 8, okay? Psalm 37, verse number 7 and 8, okay? Now, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. You know, sometimes we get in a rush. I want what I want right now, you know? Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. We shouldn't be in a rush. We shouldn't be in a rush for nothing, you know? God will always start that if you're in a rush, what is at the end of your life? Death. So you're in a big rush to die. You know, instead of just laying back, taking your time, enjoying what has been given to us, you know, what we've been given charge over. Enjoy our family, you know, our friends, you know. Show people the real meaning of living right. Not just going to church and professing and have a title over your name. No. Let people see the goodness of the Lord in the way we live, the way we talk, you know. Taking a kind word to people, you know. And we don't have to be around people we know all the time, you know. We don't have to be around sinners all the time either. But wherever we go, There are people, sinners and saints. They're everywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we can show a smile, you know, a wave or a nod our head, you know. Because a lot of times the way you, it's happened to me, you present yourself a certain way and people come up and say, are you a preacher? Man, come on, y'all. You know, it kind of makes me feel, okay, all right, they see something, but no, I'm not a preacher. I don't profess to be a preacher. I never thought I wanted to be a preacher. But a lot of people
mm-hmm,
think we're all
mm-hmm.
preachers to carry the word. And, you know, we carry it to any and everybody who there is, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it's a good thing to do the right thing, show ourselves the right way, presentable. Well, the scripture, the word says, present thyself. What is that scripture? Is that Hebrews 12 and 1? Is that it? Oh, is that it, 12 and 1? Do I got it wrong? No. But the scripture, it tells us to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
Holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
It's our reasonable service. It should be no problem keeping our bodies up to par. You know what I'm saying? Pants pulled up on a behind. You know what I'm saying? The
mm-hmm.
beard. If you're wearing a feminine gown, y'all, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Decent.
People get scared. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to be bothered with you because they think you might be homeless or they might think you're a thug. They're scared of you. You know? So we present ourselves a living sacrifice.
Holy, acceptable to God, which is the same.
Reasonable. You know, it's not hard. It's not a hard thing to do, especially if we give it to God on a daily basis, and we do the best
mm-hmm.
we can. If we fall, we just get up and keep moving. You know, if our finances get rough, you know, or the car break down, we give it to God and keep it moving. You know, because He's
mm-hmm.
always there. His word says He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Mm-hmm.
And David said,
mm-hmm.
"You never seen the righteous begging bread." So even though we
know it's begging bread,
yeah, even though we can't have it, even though we don't have that steak that we want, we got some hot dogs, some lunch meat, so we're good to go. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just life. You know, and we need to stand up, be accountable, and not worry about what the next man got to say about us. You know what I'm saying? We
mm-hmm.
need to be responsible for ourselves and responsible to God who allowed us to be alive.
Be grateful. Just be grateful.
Yes. Yes.
Just
as I said,
grateful.
He is our creator. He is our redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
He is our sustainer. And He is our judge.
Yes.
If God takes
yes.
His breath,
yes.
breath away, what are we going to do? We can't run and get no oxygen tanks and think we're still going to be alive.
No.
We can't do that.
No.
It's a blessing from God. People overlook. People looking for a bag full of money, brand new car, fancy house, hitting the lottery. Those are blessings. No. He gave us the breath of life to see a brand new day.
Yes,
and the first thing we need to do is say, thank you, Lord, and keep moving. You know, praise God. Any last
yes,
comments? Got about 5 minutes. Anybody, last comments? About 5 minutes.
We just need to be grateful and thankful every day. And
mm-hmm.
just being alive and having the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of us. Knowing
mm-hmm.
that we are His. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
Being grateful.
And to share in whatever
yeah.
we were
and
given.
To share.
Not necessarily go out there and just pass out your whole paycheck. No. But we know,
yeah.
you know, we know people that are in need. And it's not that we got to wait. Well, they can ask me. No, we ain't got nothing to do with none of that. God's blessed us to have it. So we need to honor the next person in line. Because what did they say? Praise to go up, blessings come down. We can't keep
mm-hmm.
it unless we, you know what I'm saying? We can't.
Right.
Can't keep it unless we give it away. Because if we don't give it away, our pocket's going to wind up with holes in them. You know what I'm
Jesus.
Saying? And we just lose it. I thought I had me $35 in my wallet. Where's my wallet? You know what I'm saying? It can happen, and we don't know how it works. We don't. God is in control of all
mm-hmm.
things.
But let us not stop giving him the honor and the glory. Give him the most high praise, which is
happening. Be foolish. Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. I thank God. I thank you for helping me to feel better. Because I was in bed. I got to bed, and I told my wife, I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this program tonight. And I laid there, and I said, well, let me get on up and see what I can do. And you see how I sound now? I took over the program. My God, forgive me, Lord, forgive me. But you know, it's of God that we move.
But God, and have our being.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. We're blessed to see.
Amen.
We're blessed to
praise
walk.
God.
You know, that's just, even though I got glaucoma, you know, that's to be alive and moving, no matter what's going on with the body. You know, so we be thankful to God. Thankful to God. Love our fellow man. You know. And pray for those in authority so that we can live a peaceable life. You know? We can't live if the authorities are letting all this stuff go on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People worrying about gun control. You stop making guns, that's gun control right there. But it's a big corporation, it's big money. We can't stop them from making guns. It's a right. It's in the Constitution. Hey, we're not living back then. They made guns to kill the Indians. Come on, y'all. You know? Now they're letting our people, young men of color, kill each other. See? Yeah. That's how that works, you know? Hey. The system, it was made for certain ones to fail. It was made for certain ones to fail. The economy is based on a whole lot of stuff that we think the government's going to come and do something about it. No, the government is the one who planned all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wickedness in high places, y'all. Wickedness in high places. It starts from the top and it trickles down. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the brother on the corner selling the weed and the crack. No. It's the man up top. You know what I'm saying? It's the man up top who's got these plants and farms and whatever else, you know? And he sends it out to the little guy. The little guy gets busted. He spends, what, the rest of his life in prison. Where's the man where it started from? Oh, he's laid back in his crib, you know, enjoying all that he has accumulated. But we can't worry about what he's doing and how he got his, you know. Let's sustain and keep ours, you know. Love each other. You know, don't hate that man over there because he's doing better than you. We don't know how he got like that. And then, too, if you see the sheriff and the police rolled up over there today, one day, you're going to say, man, I knew there was something wrong going on over there. It's not for us to do that. Let's live and enjoy what God has given us, especially his Holy Spirit that will keep us. If we have an issue, we need to pray and ask God to help us. He'll send the Spirit. And the Spirit, it will send these things back to our mind that will help us to stand. As I said, I got that certain scripture. It helps me. It helps me, you know. But that's the word of God, and that's what it's there for. It's there for that. It is there. Well, to God be the glory. Family. Y'all my family now. To God be the glory, family. I love you all. I love you all. And if I have offended anyone, forgive me. It's not for me to offend anyone or to call anyone out. It's all in love. Okay? To God be the glory. We thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for the encouragement. To God be the glory. And until next Thursday, 8 p.m. Next Thursday, 8 p.m., everyone. Shalom, family.
Praise
Shalom.
God. Much love back.
Night,
Shalom.
God
bless.
Much love. Shalom, all. Shalom.
Shalom.
Yes.